Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama, Daf Yud Beis, picking up on Yud Aleph Beis Bet Abba. I'm on a page 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. End of the line. Va'amar Ulamar Belazer. We saw so far 6 dinim he had mentioned. Now we have the 7th. Thomar Ulamar Belazer. Hilchasa Govin Min Avadim. The halacha is that you're allowed to collect payment if somebody owes you money. You're allowed to collect it from Avadim that belong to the person owed to you. That means I can go and get slaves of that person to you know, you owe me a lot of money. I come and take a slave. That is the words of Ula. Amar Le Rav Nachman Ula. Rav Nachman says to Ula, and they're going to see a back and forth of Nachman and Ula on this, going into Yud Beis and into Yud Beis on my base. Amar Le Rav Nachman Ula. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afilmi Yasmi. Rav Elazar, I'm sorry, Afilmi Yasmi. Rav Elazar say that the Avadim can be collected even from Yisomim in order to pay up for the father's debt that he owes. Lo mine. He says no. Rabbi Elazar is only saying, right, this is again, Ula is quoting Rabbi Elazar. So he's saying, no, it's only that he's allowed to take the avadim from the one who owed the money, but not from the Yarshim. That's a no-go. Minei? Oh, hold on 1 second. You even have to tell me that you're allowed to take it from him? Why would you even need to teach me that? Tafilimi glima dal kaspe. We know that someone who's owed money can even go and take the shirt off the person's back. So why, you know, and why would you need to tell me that he's allowed to take the avid from him? Of course he's allowed to take it from him. Says Gemara, no. How can I skin what we're talking about? So apotiki. Oh, apotiki we know stands for apotehekai. That this is where you can collect from, which is coming to teach you. So apotiki, where the one who owed the money. So let's say I owe you. You who listen to me right now, I owe you $50,000. So I go and I make this eved, I say, this eved is going to be where you can come and collect from. So, and in such a case, Ula is saying that Rabbi Elazar said that you're even going to be allowed to collect the eved from someone who buys the person, of a third party. So I owe you $100,000, and someone in the meantime goes and buys my eved, you can go and take it from them. Kidarava, Dama Rava. Also, after apotiki yomachrov, I made my eved into an apotiki, you know, from here to go and to collect the money, that I owe you the money in case I don't pay you. And then I go and I sell to Bob, someone else, balchov, govimena, yudu alchov, can go and take it from that third party. Shoru apotiki yomachrov, what happens if it's a shor though? If I go and I say, hey, I know I borrowed money from you. You want to come and take it from my shor. But then I go and I sell the shor to Bob. Ein Balchov, you, the Balchov, are not allowed to go and go for a man and go and take it from him. My time, how come? What's the difference? Ha isle kala, vaha lesle kala. Because the slave becoming apotiki, there's a kol on that. People know about that concept. And therefore, when I go and sell it to Bob, he knows that he might be messing himself over if you go and you collect it from him. Vaha lesle kala. But in the animal, there's no kol in the animal that it's an apotiki. And therefore, you buying it, Bob, it's not fair for someone to go and take it from you. And therefore, guy who lent the money, you can't go and take it. You can't go and take it from Bob. Beep, turn the page. Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Now, Lebasar de Nafak, after Nachman left, Amar Lehu Ula, Ula said, you should know, Hachi Amar Belazar, Afilu Miyasmi. So Ula, we know that Nachman was saying it can't be from Yisomim, but it seems like Ula didn't want to say that in front of Nachman. So he said, then he leaves, he goes, by the way, you could even do it from Yisomim as well. Amar Nachman heard about that, and Nishtamtin Ula. He's like, oh, Ula is staying away from me. As Rashi says, because he knows that if he goes ahead and I say that a slave is considered like metaltalin, and therefore it can't be taken from Yisomim. Says Rashi, like we said, Nishmat Mimeni, V'yari Mishum Desfir Le, Avda, Desfir Le, I hold that Avda can metaltalin, that's like metaltalin. Misyari Hu Shama Ak Pechenu Be'lachos V'kushos, he knows I'm going to knock him out with all different questions and things like that, therefore he don't want to say it in front of me. Hava uvda ben ardo. So now we see seemingly that there's a machlokas over here that if I borrow money from you and then I borrow money from you and then I have an eved and then I end up dying and now the eved falls to my son. Can you go and take it from my son over there? That's where we say that Ula is saying that even from your son, you could do it. And Rav Nachum is saying not. Hava uvda could be narda. This actually happened narda. If Agbu dayoni narda, and they went like Ula had said. And what they did is they let the person, you who was owed the money, go take avadim from the Yisomim, from the Yisomim. Hava Uvda b'Pumpadisa, this also happened in Pumpadisa. Vagde Rav Chana bar Bizna, and he also came along and he did the same idea. So we have so far three people. Ula has said it. We have the storyline that Dayanim of Nardal did it. We have that Chana bar Bizna did it. These are all against Rav Nachman. So Amalu Rav Nachman. Nachman says to all of them, Zila Adur, you go and you better return them right now to the Yisomim. V'ilon, if you don't, then Magbidan Lechu La'apandaychu. I'm going to collect from all of your mansions and take and give it back to the Yisomim. So clearly he's saying that you're not allowed to do that. Amalei Ravler of Nachman. Rav says, okay, Nachman, hold on 1 second. Ha'ula, Harabi Elazar. We have Ula who's quoting Rav Elazar. Ha'dayon in Ardor, the Dayon in Ardor. Ha'rav Chana bar Bizna. They all say that the Avadim are considered like Karka, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and take from the Karka of the father who died from the Yisomim. And therefore, why are you saying that they're not allowed to take the Avadim over here? What's going on? Mar, Kaman Svirle, who are you? Who do you go like that you say that they're not like Kaka, and rather they're like Metapolin, and therefore they're not allowed to be taken by the Yisomim? Amalei says back, Ano Masisi Adani, he says, I have a Braisa, the Tani Avimi or Vimi taught, Pruzbol Chal Al Hakarka. Let's say there's a loan that happens. I go ahead and I lend you $1 million. So now, you owe me $1 million. So what happens? If Shemitah comes and I haven't yet collected the money, then I'm not allowed to collect it anymore. That's a pasuk. Now Hillel came along and said there's a problem because you saw people were not lending money anymore around Shemitah time because he knew they were going to lose it out. So we created this thing called a Prizbol where the loan is given over to Beis Din and therefore they can do Hefker Beis Din. Hefker, through a whole principle, they're able to go ahead and ensure that I can get my money back after I lent it to you. But he's saying now the Pruzbol Chal al Karka, it's only Chal on Karka, on land. And that is that it was connected to land. Ve'inu Chal al Avadim, but not on Havadim. Oh, what's it saying right straight up? Now, Avadim sounds like Avadim are Metaltalin. Okay, and now we just continue to Braisa. Metaltalin Niknin al Ima Karka. Movable objects are acquired with Karka, with land. Rashi explains that in the case of someone who goes ahead, im machalo karka umetatalin, if he sells karka and metatalin, land and movable objects, v'hichzik b'karka, and I do a chazak on the karka, kara metatalin, metatalin also, af b'shalom mashach, even though there was no mashicha that happened over there, even though I didn't pull it or do anything particular to it. This is called kinyan agav, it's acquired through it. V'enim niknim avadim, but they can't be acquired with avadim, which means if I say I'm going to do an evid and metatalin, I'm not able to go and be with it. And therefore, we see that Avadim also over here clearly are mitaltalin. And that's where Nachman is coming from, to say that you're not allowed to go ahead and that slaves are not to be collected from the orphans because it's called mitaltalin. You're only allowed to acquire karka. You're only allowed to get karka that a person owed you the money. So that guy dies and leaves up to the child. Karka you could take, but not metaltalin. So now we see two different sides over here, Ula and Rav Nachman. Lemik Tanoi, do you want to see this in Machlokas Tanoim? Rav Nachman says that Avodim are considered like Metaltalin, Ula says like Karka. Machalo Avodim Karkos, right? Because we have one price that says if somebody sold slaves and land, Hichzik Avodim Lokana Karkos, if you're a Muksak, if you a Chazak with the Evid, you're not Makona the Karka. But Karkos Lokana Avodim. And if you did also in the land, you didn't acquire the slaves. And we'll see what that is soon. Karkos Umetaltalin, if he's buying both karka metaltalin, hechsi be karka kona metaltalin, yarma kona metaltalin. But metaltalin lo kona karka, you're not going to be kona karka. Avadim u metaltalin, let's see if he's doing avadim and metaltalin, slaves and move objects. Hechsi be avadim lo kona metaltalin, metaltalin lo kona avadim. So it seems to say straight up that what? Avadim are considered like metaltalin. Why was it wasn't kona with the karka? That we're going to see. V'atanya, but we have another price, the second price, that says hechsi be avadim kona metaltalin. Someone who's hechsi avadim, you're kona metaltalin. Oh, sounds like if you do have the metaltalin come along with it, just like a regular case of doing karka, the metaltalin comes along with it. Also, must be that avadim are considered like karka. So the first price is saying avadim are not karka, the metaltalin. And the second price is saying that they are karka, the metaltalin. They are karka, not metaltalin. So that would be second price is working in the world of Rav Nachman. The first is going in the world of Ula. My lab, Akamifagi. Hold on. The flip of what I just said. The first price who says that they're like metaltalin is going like of Nachman, and that's why he can't go and take it from the Yisomim. And the second verse is going according to Rav, according to Ula, says you are allowed to do it. One of them says it's like karka. The second bray, so marsav ravodim timitaltan dormi, they're like metaltalin. Oh, beautiful. Says gemara lav dafka. Amar vika beidrav ami adukule amar ravodim kimakarkoi dami. We can actually say everybody says that they're like karka. Even Rav Nachman says it like karka also. V'had detanya kana shapir. And according to this, so the one that says that someone gets a eved, then metaltalin goes along with it. That makes a lot of sense because it's like karka. V'hoda tanya lo kanya. But Kona says it's not kona. Be'inan karka dunyan da'arim mitzuris behuda. Because it's like karka, but in order for karka to kona metatlin, it has to be a particular type of karka that's going on over there. It's got to be similar to arim mitzuris behuda. Literally fortified cities in Yehuda. The low 90 that don't move at all. They're not able to move. Rashi says that the mehai kra nafka l'mesach gedushin learned of chavav gedushin. The whole idea the metatlin nicknamed the chazaka karkos. The chesiv eaten lehem avihem matanos im orei mitzuros. Helkach bini mekarkoi the lo naidi kiosam. The whole din of where we learn out that it's kinyanagav is through things that don't move this year. Even though in Yechinami we could say that even Rav Nachman would say that it's considered karka, but it's not considered karka in this context. Ditanan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Kiddushin, nechasim she'en lemechrayas, things that don't have chayas, meaning metatlin, nikdim nechasim she'en lemechrayas, meaning with land, mekesim b'shtar v'chazaka, minanim yelur knows from, amr chizkid amr kra, v'itan lehem aviyah matonos rabbas, lekesim v'zov v'mikdonos im ori mutsuros b'yuda, like we said, with these fortified cities, which saying, like we just, everything's good and dandy now. So the Gemara says another way of understanding this, ikadami, the other way, the opposite. Not that everybody says it's like karka, but really we say everyone says it's like metaltalin. Then we're going to ask a question, if it's like metaltalin, then what's pshat when it comes to Ula, who says that it can be taken from the Isomim? I hope I got that right. Ikadami, Ravi, Kibari, Dravida, Dekuliyama, Avdi, Kimetaltalin, Dami, look at metaltalin. Vada, Tanya, Lokana, Shapir, the one that says it's not kona from Isomim, that makes sense. Vada, Tanya, Kona, which says it does work, or how does that work? But Odin Allah, we're talking about a case where let's take one step back. I compared it too quickly. Let's go back into the Braisa. Let's talk about being Kona and Eved and Metatlin coming along with it or not. So then the Braisa says that according to what we're saying right now, that everybody says they're like Metatlin, and that was just Lokana Shapir, that someone who buys an Eved and Metatlin, and he does some sort of chazak on the Eved, he doesn't get the metaltalin, he doesn't get the clothing, let's say. That makes sense. Other time, Yekana says, it's kind of, why does that work? But Odan Allah, we're talking about the case where the stuff is still on him, and therefore the way that it's working is through a different kinyan known as kinyan chatzer, because it's on him right now. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. V'chiyodan Allah, my havi, even if it's on the slave, even if this clothing is on him, why should that work? Chatzer ma'alechasi, it's a chatzer that's walking. Rashi says, "Eino kona lebeale klum delav chatzer b'malechas." That's called the chatzer when it's walking, and v'chatzer malechas lo kona. That's we hold that a chatzer that's walking is not going to be kona. Chitim habom would even say, "Oh no, it's when the guy stands still, and therefore that's why when it works." V'amar Rav says, "Kol shi lemahalech lo kona." Any case where a person, if it were to be moving, it's not kona. That omid v'yosef lo kona. Even if it's standing or sitting, it's not moving. It's still not kona. So then the Gemara says, okay, v'hilchasa b'kafus, the halacha that's saying the second brisa, that a slave is able to work as a chatzer, is only going to be in a case where the slave is tied up. Rashi says, hadam retires into kana le'eved ba'odan alav, k'on she'eved kafus, she'enu ro'i le'lech to dami le'chatzer, now it's considered like a chatzer, because it's not even able to walk, even if it wanted to walk. Now we're going to bring in a third brisa, which is going to argue one of the ideas I brought in the first brisa, and then try to understand the machlokas between 1 and 3. Somebody has a chazak on karka, he is kona avadim, which goes against the first price, which says that they're not kona avadim. There's Gemara, Hasam, the third price says, ba'om de mesocha. It's talking about when the slave is standing in that chatzer, and that's why it works. Says Gemara, mechlal, the high, lo kona. That implies that in the first price, that it's not going to work. Kishain om de mesocha. It's talking about when he's not standing in the field. This is going to work according to the version that we said Rav Ika, that he explained that Avdi Kimetatli Dami, that Avadim are like Metatlin. This is a second version of how we understood the Gemara that hainu de'i omdim besocha in ilo lo. Then we can understand that if it's in the land, then it's acquired with the land. But if the slave's there, then it works. And if not, then no. But according to one who says that avodam lekarka, so then lamali omdim besocha, why would it have to be that it's only, oh yeah, the third verse is talking about when it's standing in the field. What do you mean? Omer Shmuel said, "Machalo eser sadus eser medidas." Like when we saw kedushin, chav zayin. If somebody sold 10 fields to in 10 different countries, kevin tichzik ba'achas man, once you're machzik in one, kana kulim, you're machzik all of them. So we see that it's even if it's not in the land, how do you deal with that? Says Gemara, back. Hold on one second. But we have the same problem even according to the other version of Ravika. Even the other way that we explained it, that we say it's like metaltalim, we still have the problem. According to the one that says it's like metaltalim, why do you have to be standing inside of it? Beep, turn the page. We hold the lobain and saburin. We don't need it to be that it's piled up in the land in order to be acquired with the field. So we have a question either way. How could you say, what would you be able to say to answer up that they have to be in the field? Shiny metaltalin denied them and metaltalin denied. Maybe metaltalin that move are different than metaltalin that don't move, and therefore avodim have to be in the field in order for it to work, even though other metaltalin wouldn't have to be. Hachanami shiny mekarkei denied them mekarkei denied. Here too, if you want to say that avodim is like karka, we'll say karka that can move is different than karka that can't move. Therefore, we can understand that Shmuel's din allowing different fields to be acquired together doesn't apply to avodim. Why? Because avdim mikarkoi denaydu. Because avadim are lands that moved, therefore they're not connected to the field unless they're actually in it. Hasam, but in the case of Shmuel, sadna de'ara chadu. The entire ground that exists in the world is considered one, like all of Earth is considered one thing, and therefore one property is going to work even for other properties that are not around. So the fact that avodim have to be in the field is going to work according to either version of how you understand it, period. Next part of the Mishnah, we had mentioned that nechasim she'im b'me'ila, you're only chayiv for nezikin, for something that is not going to be a issue of me'ila. Right? This says in the Mishnah, the Torah says that in order for the mazik to be chayiv, then it has to happen on shor re'ehu, on the acts of his friend, which is excluding me'ila, which is not from re'ehu, his friend, but monomom gavoha. Says the Gemara, me'ilahu de lesbo, it's only me'ila that you're going to be chayiv for something that's going to be kachim, ha mikdash kotche, that if something is, if the me'ila doesn't apply to it, but if it's kachim, that you're going to be chayiv in such an instance. Rashi says, me'ila hu debein and delo lahavi behu benechasim, shani chayiv benezakim, ha islay behu me'ila, afagav de mikotche kachim, ani chayiv benezakim, Kigon kachim kalim she'ein ben me'ila mechayim ela be'imurin la'achas rikas dam kide garsinim v'sechas me'ila, which means that kachim, they immediately take on the state of, you know, if something messes with them, there's me'ila involved. But kachim kalim, that's not the case until after the shechita is done. Therefore, it's considered something that you're going to be chayiv. Mantana, who is this? I'm Rav Yochanan, b'kachim Bekachim Kalim, we're talking about Kachim Kalim, Valibid Rav Yosi Aglili Damer Mamun Bailim Hain. He says Kachim Kalim is that they're considered the property of the owner. Therefore, it has Shori Eyu connected to it. The Tanya will learn to Nabraisa. We're talking about a case of here, somebody who swears falsely, denying the fact that he owed money. Ma'ala Ma'al Ba'Hashem. If a person will sin and commit a treachery against Hashem by lying, Rashi says, Vekachash Ba'Miso. V'gabe shvuas ha-pikadon ksiv. Right? This guy says, I don't know anything. What are you talking about? L'rabos kachim kalim shem mamono. The fact that you use the lashon u'ma'ala ma'al ba'ashem is coming to include kachim kalim shem mamono. Diver b'yos ha-glila, zagazuk b'yos ha-glila. The fact that Gemara, ay, v'atanan and kiddushin, we saw, mekadesh b'chelko, if somebody gets married to a woman with his chelik of the kachim, right? She says, mekadesh isha b'chelko, then b'im kachim kalim, enim kadesh, it doesn't work. It's not going to be a good marriage. Lame with the low Kerbiose Glili. I want to say it's not like Kerbiose Glili. Kerbiose Glili says Kachim Kalim are considered yours, and therefore it should work. But I'm saying it doesn't work, must be not going the words of Kerbiose Glili. So we're not a field team of Kerbiose Glili. You can even say it's going to Kerbiose Glili. Kiyom Kerbiose Glili, the Kachim Kalim are considered the persons mechayim, only when they're alive. Once it's checked, the divorce gli is going to be masking that it doesn't belong to them anymore. Rashi says, "Ki zachu bein the kohanim because of a shog bein ba'elim b'shar abasar shulchan gavoh zachu." It's from shulchan gavoh. The chikazachu says Gemara. The chikazachu mishulchan gavoh kazachu. They're getting from the shulchan gavoah, meaning we're guests by Hashem's table, but it doesn't belong to them. Frak the Gemara. Hold on one second. Do mechayim mi amar? Rabbi Yosef Gli is saying that while the animal is alive, it's considered the one who owns it. It's theirs. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Sheni, Bechor Mocher Nosatam Chai. We know that a Bechor is brought as a carbon, and the Gemara is going to say that we're dealing now with a Bechor nowadays, that when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we're not able to be brought as a carbon. So the Kohen is able to sell the live Bechor to another Kohen, who has to allow it to go and, you know, frolic in the field until it gets a mum, and then he can go and he shecht it and he can eat it. A Bechor that doesn't have a mum that was shechted is not able to sell to anyone, because shechting it nowadays would make it shchutei chutz. So Bechor mochen oso tam chai. Ubal mum chai v'shachot. An unblemished one, a bechor can be sold by the kohen if it's unblemished while it's alive. Ubal mum chai v'shachot. And if it's a bal mum, whether it's alive or it's dead. Umekachin bo zishu can marry a woman with it. V'amr of Nachman of Rabbi Ravua. Lo shana le bechor b'zman hazeh. When they're talking about b'zman hazeh, this that we say that selling a live animal, a live bechor, it's only talking about nowadays. It can't be the luchaz la'akrovus, and can't be brought as a carbon. It's lokanim is chia begavayu. The coin has monetary rights in it. I was not sure if it's something that's kaiim. The chaz la'akrovus can be brought as a carbon. Lo, it doesn't have that because it has to be brought as a carbon. They don't have any monetary rights. Seemingly saying straight up that if it's still alive at the time of Beis HaMikdash, you do not own the monetary rights even when it is still alive. So as a gemara of Esvi Rovador of Nachman, and Rava came and asked the kashet. That of Rav Nachman, that we just said, Umala Mal Ba Hashem. The Torah says he will commit a treachery against Hashem. Larabas Kochim Kalam Shem Amonot is to include Kochim Kalam that they're considered like his, Rav Yosef Aglili. That's what Rav Yosef Aglili says. Hold on a second, it comes up from the Brisa, the Kochim Kalam of a Bechor. Bechor is one case of that, are considered theirs even during the time that they have the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Pasuk, about a person who swears falsely, it's clearly talking about a time when the Beis HaMikdash is around. The Torah says he has to swear, he has to bring an Asham on the Beit HaMikdash. On the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. So who does it belong to? Does it belong to Gavoah? Does it belong to you? What's going on over here? And Mashani Ravini said, Bebechor Bechutzlar. So Bais is talking about Bechor, that's in Chutzlar. It's for Alibid Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar, it goes, Rabbi Shimon says, Imbo, Tamimim Yikarvu. If you have a Bechor that comes from outside of Eretz Yisrael, if it is no mum, then you bring it as a carbon, which means imbau in. If they come, then it's able to be brought as a carbon. Lechatchila lo, but really they shouldn't be brought because the bechor outside of Eretz Yisrael is not set to be brought as a carbon. Therefore, it's considered the property of the kohen and it's able to be sold. So Rashi explains, what do you do with it then? Leave it to graze to eat until it gets a mum, and then you're able to go and shecht and eat it. Kum Techois, what just happened right now, it comes out from Ravina, what he's saying, that he understands that Rav Nachman is saying his explanation of the Mishnah, even in the world of Rav Yosef Aglili, meaning that he understood Rav Nachman to mean that even Rav Yosef Aglili would say that a Bechor that doesn't have a mum can be sold only nowadays or outside of Eretz Yisrael. In other cases, he's going to say that it's not able to be sold. And now the Gemara says, Vim Yisef, that's really true. The Chiyama of Yosef Gli, Mamonahu Mechayim. If it's really true that we say that Yosef Gli says that Kachim Kalim are considered the property of their of whoever has it while they're alive, beep, turn the page. Yud Gimel, Lishti, the Ravina, should have answered the question by saying, Harab Yosef Gli, this Braisa is that says that Kachim Kalim are considered the property of whoever has it, goes with Yosef Gli. And Ha Rabbanan, while that of Rav Nachman, which says that it's no good if you sell the Bechor during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is going in the world of the Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, we're talking about different type of Kochim Kalim. Matanos Kahuna Kamart. Are you talking about Matanos Kahuna? You're talking about that of a Bechor, which is one of the Matanos that the Kohen gets. We know there's 24 Matanos that go to the Kohen. So is that what you're referencing over here? A Bechor, you can't compare to other Kochim Kalim. Why? Shani man, this kahuna, the ki chazachu mishulchan gavol chazachu, when the Kohanim acquire them, it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam's table that they're going and acquiring them. Kitzur, what comes out is that when Yosef clearly said that Kachem Kalma, the property of, you know, it's mammon, it's their own mammon, and not mammon gavol, he's talking about different type of kabbonos, shlamim, right, there are things of the sort, but not bechor, because bechor clearly is going to be mammon gavoa. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.